let us discuss about last module on frog. Now, frog which live both on ground and in the fresh water. So, it is known as amphibious. It belongs to class Amphibia of phylum Chordata. The most common species of frog found in India is Rana tigrina. No constant body temperature, because their body temperature varies with the temperature of the environment. Such animals are called as cold-blooded or poikilotherms. We notice changes in the color of the frogs while they are in grasses and on the dry land. They have both ability to change the color to hide them from their enemies, that is camouflage. This protective coloration is called mimicry. Frogs are not seen during peak summer and winter. During this period, they take shelter in deep burrows to protect them from extreme heat and cold. This is called as summer sleep or aestivation, and winter sleep, hibernation respectively. Now, when we talk about morphology, let us discuss about skin. Skin is smooth and slippery due to the presence of the mucus, always maintained in a moist condition. Its color is dorsally olive green with dark irregular spots, while ventrally uniformly pale yellow. Frog never drinks water but absorbs it through the skin. Body of a frog is divisible into head and trunk. There is no neck and tail absent. A pair of nostrils is present above the mouth. Eyes are bulged and covered by a nictitating membrane that protects them while in water. On either side of the eyes, a membranous tympanum, that is internal ear, receives sound signals. Forelimbs and hind limbs are helping in swimming, walking, leaping, and burrowing. Hind limbs end in 5 digits and they are larger and muscular than forelimbs that end in 4 digits. Feet have webbed digits that help in swimming. Frogs exhibit sexual dimorphism. Male frogs can be distinguished by presence of sound-producing vocal sacs and a copulatory pad on the first digit of the forelimbs, which are absent in female frogs. When we talk about anatomy of frog, body cavity of the frog, digestive system, respiratory system, the circulatory system, excretory system, renal system, sensory system, nervous system, we discuss. Let us discuss about body cavity. Body cavity of the frog accommodates different organ systems such as digestive, circulatory, respiratory, nervous system, excretory system, reproductive system with well-developed structures and functions. Digestive system consists of elementary canal and digestive glands. Elementary canal is short because of carnivorous nature, and so the length of intestine is reduced. Mouth opens into the buccal cavity that leads to the esophagus through pharynx. Esophagus is short tube that opens into the stomach, which in turn continues as the intestine, rectum, and finally opens outside the cloaca. Liver secretes bile that stored in the gallbladder. Pancreas, a digestive gland, produces pancreatic juice containing digestive enzymes. Food is captured by the bilobed tongue. Digestion of food takes place by the action of HCl and gastric juices secreted from the walls of the stomach. Partially digested food is called as chyme, is passed from stomach to the first part of the intestine, the duodenum. Duodenum receives bile from gallbladder and pancreatic juices from the pancreas through a common bile duct. Bile emulsifies fat and pancreatic juices, digest carbohydrates and proteins. Final digestion takes place in the intestine. Digested food is absorbed by the many finger-like folds in the inner wall of the intestine called as villi or microvilli. The undigested food is further moved into the rectum and passed out through the cloaca. Frogs respire on the land and in the water by two different methods. In water, skin acts as aquatic respiratory organ that is known for cutaneous respiration. Dissolved oxygen in the water is exchanged through the skin by diffusion. On land, the buccal cavity, skin, lungs act as the respiratory organs. The respiration by lung is known as pulmonary respiration. The lungs are a pair of elongated pink-colored sac-like structures present in the upper part of the trunk, that is thorax. Air enters through the nostrils into the buccal cavity and then to the lungs. During aestivation and hibernation, gaseous exchange takes place through skin. Blood vascular system of frog is well developed and closed type. It involves heart, blood vessels and blood. Heart is a muscular structure situated in the upper part of body cavity. It has three chambers, two atria and one ventricle, and is covered by a membrane called pericardium. A triangular structure called sinus venosus joins the right atrium. It receives blood through the major veins called vena cava. The ventricle opens into a sac-like conus arteriosus on ventral side of the heart. The blood from the heart is carried to all parts of body by the arteries, part of arterial system. The veins collect blood from the different parts of body to the heart and form the venous system. Special venous connections are present in the fox between liver and intestine, known as hepatic portal system, and kidney and lower parts of the body, known as renal portal system. The blood is composed of plasma and cells. The blood cells are RBCs or erythrocytes, WBCs, leukocytes, and platelets. RBCs are nucleated and contain red pigment hemoglobin. The blood carries nutrients, gases, and water to the respective sites during the circulation. The circulation of the blood is achieved by the pumping action of the muscular heart. Frogs have lymphatic system as well. It consists of lymph channels, and lymph nodes. The lymph is different from blood. It lacks few proteins and RBCs. The elimination of nitrogenous wastes is carried out by a well-developed excretory system. It consists of a pair of kidneys, ureters, cloaca, and urinary bladder. Kidneys are compact, dark red, and bean-like structures situated a little posteriorly in the body cavity on the both sides of vertebral column. Each kidney is composed of several structural and functional units called uriniferous tubules or nephrons. Two ureters emerge from the kidneys in the male frogs. The ureters act as urinogenital duct, which opens into the cloaca. In females, the ureters and oviduct open separately into the cloaca. The thin wall urinary bladder is present ventral to the rectum and opens into the cloaca. Cloaca is common chamber for digestive system, excretory system, as well as the reproductive system. Frog excretes urea and thus a uricotelic animal. Excretory wastes are carried by the blood into the kidney where it is separated and excreted. When we talk about system of control and coordination, it is highly evolved in frog. It includes both the neural system and endocrine system. Chemical coordination of various organs of body is achieved by hormones which are secreted by the endocrine glands. The prominent endocrine glands found in the frog are pituitary gland, thyroid gland, parathyroid gland, thymus gland, pineal body, pancreatic islets, adrenals, and gonads. Nervous system is organized into central nervous system, part of or accommodating brain and spinal cord, peripheral nervous system accommodating cranial and spinal nerves. Autonomic nervous system makes sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. 10 pairs of cranial nerves arise from the brain. Brain is enclosed in a bony structure called brain box or cranium. The brain is divided into forebrain, midbrain, and hindbrain. Forebrain includes olfactory lobes, paired cerebral hemispheres, and unpaired diencephalon. Midbrain is characterized by a pair of optic lobes, and hindbrain consists of cerebellum and medulla oblongata. The medulla oblongata passes out through the foramen magnum and continues into spinal cord, which is enclosed in the vertebral column. frog has different types of sense organs, namely organs of touch, that is sensory papillae, taste buds, smell, nasal epithelium, vision, eyes, and hearing, tympanum with internal ears. Out of these, eyes and internal ears are well-organized structures, and the rest are cellular aggregates around nerve endings. Eyes in frog are a pair of spherical structures situated in the orbit in skull. These are simple eyes possessing only one unit. External ear is absent in frogs, and only tympanum can be seen externally. The ear is an organ of hearing as well as balancing or equilibrium. Frogs have well-organized male and female reproductive system. Male reproductive system consists of a pair of yellowish ovoid testes, which are found adhered to the upper part of the kidneys by a double-fold peritoneum called mesorchium. Vas efferentia are 10 to 12 in number that arise from testes. They enter the kidneys on their either side and open into Bidder's canal. Finally, it communicates with the urinogenital duct that comes out of the kidney and opens into the cloaca. The cloaca is a small median chamber that is used to pass fecal matter, urine, and sperms to the exterior. Female reproductive system includes a pair of ovaries, a pair of oviduct. A pair of ovaries, they are situated near kidneys and there is no functional connection with kidneys. A pair of oviduct arising from the ovaries opening into the cloaca separately. Mature female lay 2500 to 3000 ova at a time. Fertilization is external, that is into water. Development involves a larval stage called tadpole, and that's why it is indirect. Tadpole undergoes metamorphosis to form an adult. Frogs are really beneficial to humankind because they eat insects and protect the crop. Frogs maintain ecological balance as they serve as an important link of food chain and food web in the ecosystem. In some countries, the muscular legs of frogs are used as food by man. This is how we've come to an end of the chapter 7 by 1, 2, 3, 4 modules. Thank you so much. Have happy learning.